Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. What did you expect?
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
I'm Jared Freed. Such a pleasure to be here, Jordana. The streets are talking.
They are. We have two shows that we're doing, a live show. We're really excited about it.
Let me tell people how crazy this is, okay? We are doing our first live shows. I've done my own live shows in the past with my podcast, and
it was great.
They're fun, they're energetic, and we're looking to transfer that to be our live show and be the U Up Podcast live. And we sold out the Village Underground. That's a 250 seat venue.
That's nuts.
Under 2 hours. So then they were like, let's add another Monday night. Who's going to come at 10 o'clock? That sold out in the next day. So you guys are unbelievable. We are planning quite a show. We understand that some of you are bringing friends that have never listened to this podcast. We understand that some of you are wondering, what's a podcast show even going to be like? I'm telling you right now, fun. The guests that we're talking about are insane. We're going to do a lot of interactions. We want to do Tinder, Bumble makeovers and Hinge makeovers. We want to look at your dating apps. Want to give them makeovers. So we want you to start sending your, if you're coming to the show, whether you're coming or not, guys or girls, send in your dating apps and send them in. We want to see them. We want to put them up. We want to talk it out, because whatever your issues are will translate to everyone in the room's issues. Maybe there's something in yours that can help someone else.
Help us exploit your dating issues for the good of the population.
Another segment we want to do is called Douche Detective. If you're texting with someone and you're not sure, are they being
Jared
a douche?
Will tell you.
I'm going to tell you. Let Dr. Douche give you the diagnosis.
Yeah.
A lot of D's in that sentence. So we want to bring you on stage and read the text that you're doing with a guy or a girl. Let's talk it out.
It's going to be a really fun show. Also, stay tuned in this episode, because at the end, we are interviewing none other than Andy Cohen.
Your king.
Yes. The king of Bravo, but also now the king of Fox, because he's coming out with a new show, which he'll tell us about a little later. Stay tuned. It's going to be great. I love Andy Cohen. You love Andy Cohen. No one doesn't love Andy Cohen. He's very lovable.
But think about it. If we're getting Andy Cohen for this podcast, who will the guests that come live be?
Exactly.
Who will they be? So we're very excited. June 18th. The Comedy Cellar. Also, we're doing it at the Comedy Cellar. I don't know if you guys know this. That's the best club in the world. You're not going to get a lot of podcasts doing their shows at the Comedy Cellar, because you know what? They can't, bitch.
They can't get there.
Can't get there. The doors are closed.
That's how
members
good we are.
Only.
Not to brag.
Not to brag, but we're bragging.
Exactly.
Let's do the show.
Yeah, let's do the show. Okay, so we got a great email in from a guy, and it came in around the same time as I saw this amazing GQ article about the similar topic. I'm gonna read the email, and then you can give the audience the gist of what the article says.
Sure, and it's UUP@Betches.com, UUP@Betches.com, and also take a screenshot of you listening. Tag us.
We love it.
Let the people know.
We appreciate all the word of mouth. J&J, recently got into the podcast and truly enjoying it. Keep it up. For about 3 years after graduating law school, I was single in New York. I did all the apps, went on a bunch of disappointing first dates, and on occasion found someone as I was excited to see again. I'm fairly particular in who I choose to spend my time with, so I'm reluctant to go on a second or third date with someone if we don't click right away. And I don't keep dating a girl just to sleep with her. Anyway, late last summer, I met a girl on a dating app that I was really psyched about. We were seeing each other a bunch, talking over the phone, a rarity, on a daily basis, and enjoyed being together. It was the first time.
I love that talking over the phone. this is the one.
Isn't it weird that's like more intimate than a lot of other things these days?
A lot. I mean, listen, I'll go down on a chick before I talk to her on the phone.
And genuinely enjoyed being together. It was the first time in a long time that I allowed myself to be emotionally available to someone else. So after several months of seeing her exclusively, I unprompted deleted all the apps and figured I'd give it a real shot.
It's here we go.
For several reasons, it didn't work out. No need to get into the details, but ultimately it wound up being a deeply unhealthy relationship and I got my heart broken twice. So here I am, recently single, a shell of my former self.
Back
on the New York City app scene. Shell of my former self.
Wow. I think you're going to make it.
It's exhausting and I know I'm not ready for it. It's honestly just a mindless way to pass time. I've never been been a dating shark, like as in someone who was to swim from person to person to stay alive. Yet those kinds of girls always seem to find me. So it's probably best to sit on the sidelines until I'm ready to open up again. But the last relationship kind of ate away at my self-esteem, and I really don't want to seem thirsty once I'm ready to get back out there. Is there a way to regain my dating confidence without being an asshole? Or should I just hope for one-night stands so that everyone's expectations are properly aligned? Sincerely, just writing this email was semi-therapeutic.
I appreciate this email because it's you don't hear this from men.
Yeah.
A lot. And this is out there for men. And this is not to say that we're not, you know, that no guy feels this way, but this is someone that I think for the female listeners, this can be something nice to hear.
So is the gist of this email that this guy is like, I don't really want anything serious. I don't want to be an asshole. How do I do that?
How do I be out there while also, you know, keeping expectations low of who I am to this person?
Right. Just hope that they're on the one night stand.
It's tough because, and we're going to get to the article in a second, but I do understand where he's coming from. And and what he's saying is, a lot of times these things move in a way that get you held in. And if you feel like, well, one date leads to second date, leads to third date, leads to daytime hangout, leads to meet the friends, leads to meet the parents, leads to if we don't end up together, now I'm the dickhead for not making this work out. And it's, I think it's also like, I think for men and women both, it's being okay to lose what you have.
Right. That's the thing. It's like men don't want to give up this person necessarily that they're like having a decent time with.
Sure.
And for girls, they don't want to say anything because they're afraid that's going to like either scare them away or seem like they're crazy.
Well, I think
they don't want to ask what this is because that seems like a little
they're
too
going
serious.
Too far ahead and guys don't want to say what this is because they don't want to seem that
rude.
They're just here to fuck.
Yeah.
You know,
even
so
if they are.
Even if they are. So, and I think, this is the reality of the timing of things. We have this space of life where people aren't getting married at 22 normally, and now they're getting married at, later in their 20s.
Right.
So there's this like window of time. Do guys just not fuck? do girls just not fuck? Do we just sit there and wait until you're going to make people upset? That's just the reality of going through life. Life is uncomfortable.
Yeah. And I think a lot of guys, like we've talked about this in previous episodes where it's like a lot of guys they want to not seem like an asshole, which actually turns them into more of an asshole because it creates this like mixed message guy.
Yes.
Of like where the girl just doesn't know what to think and she drives herself crazy just trying to interpret his messages when it's like he's being a little nicer than he might have been otherwise because he doesn't want to seem like an asshole, but it's actually just leading her on way more and stringing her along more than if he just said upfront what he was actually looking for. Which brings us to this article. So this article is in GQ, we just recently saw.
Let me plug the writer. It's a great article. Her name is Sophia Benoit, and she's @1follower no dad on Twitter, and she's @SGBenoit on Instagram. So go follow her and support her. She's a writer, and I think she's a comic, because a lot of my comic friends follow her on both of these things. So, but it's a really great article, and it's written in GQ, it's called How to Tell Someone You Only Want to Hook Up.
Right.
What did you think of this article?
I really liked the article. I thought you wouldn't really like the article, but it seems like you were more into it than I expected. I liked the article because it gave like a pretty simple solution to an issue that causes many women like a lot of emotional distress.
Mm.
And it gave a simple solution to the men on how to avoid doing that to them.
Yeah. I mean, I like the article because it's written in GQ to men.
Yeah.
Two straight men. And so if you look at it from that perspective, which it should be looked at, in my opinion, this, the straight dude response to this could be, well, what about? And it's like, well, that's not what this article is about. This is telling men that this is the way to not be
right,
a
not
dick.
Be a dick and not have the girls kind of not make the opposite sex feel shitty.
I mean, absolutely. And yeah. She said things that I've said on this podcast and podcasts in years past that, you know, a lot of guys get in this position where they don't want to make she echoes something that we've talked about before where guys are just really into not
being hated,
the bad guy, right, and not being hated. And she's like, well, she writes, you're not great, you're just fine. And I've said that, you know, to all of these guys are like, well, I want to know.
Right, it's not about the girl. It's not about the person that you're dating. It's usually just about you.
Yeah. And right. Make it in you terms. Right. And she's saying a lot of the things that we know are right that are harder to do than it is to tell someone. Right.
Which is what this guy is saying in his email too. It's
yeah.
Like it's not, he's not saying I met this girl and if only she were like this, I would commit. It's like, he's saying I'm just ready to like put myself out there and date, but not seriously. I'm just looking to hook up.
Yeah. And I think that's okay. I think it's okay to go on a date. I think what guys get in their head about is like, well, if I'm just looking to kind of like hook up and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Right.
Can I go on is going out for drinks wrong?
Right.
Is going, you know, and I wanted to hear what you thought because.
At what point you should.
Well, if I went out for, like she says, there's a part in this article where she says like after the first date, I don't want to misquote her because it's a really good article. Go find it in GQ. It's on her Twitter. Well, like her solution is to like be up front mm-hmm. after
right.
date before, one or right. after you yeah. have sex after, the first yeah, time.
After you hook up, if you're setting up a date, that's a great time to say, just so you know, like I'm having a lot of fun. I'm not looking for anything serious.
Yes. And I would say, you know, if I was to write the same article, like if I was to write like how to not get fucked over by a guy right. for, you know, glamour, you know, my thing would be believe him. You right. know, a lot of women, they'll say, well, he said he's not looking for someone right now, but he still wants to go out. What does that mean? It's like,
yeah, someone
that means
tells you who they are.
Yeah,
believe them.
Believe
I think
them.
Maya Angelou said that.
We've
she
always,
probably was texting some asshole, too.
Yeah. This
someone,
is
when someone tells you who they are, believe them the first
believe
time.
Believe yeah. them. So I think that's like the, because I get a lot of messages and questions where it's like, well, he said he's not looking for something, but he wants to go out again. That's a mixed message. Yeah, he wants to go out again because he enjoys your company to have sex with.
Right.
And that's not to say, and some people personalize that, and it's not that personal for guys. Like, I've never, like, said that to someone and thought, yeah, fuck this bitch, I'm just looking to fuck. It's not like, I don't think that's a good person or worthwhile
right. it's not about
person.
It's not about the woman that you're talking to. It's really about you and what you're looking for.
And I could totally see why it would be personalized.
Do guys not say that because they're afraid they're just not going to be able to have sex?
Well, anymore? I think, well, it's partly that, but we also know what gets, I think this is like the more diabolical thing, and I'll speak for, you know, maybe you don't want to hear this, some women don't want to hear this, but we, you know, we know that what you enjoy sexually is a lot emotional, is a lot
right.
the connection. So just like if I'm saying, hey, I'm not looking for anything serious, but I'd love to get drinks again. Are you going to be able to emotionally want to be? Will you enjoy the sexual experience knowing that's the case? That's my question.
Well, you're going to enjoy the sexual experience, one, if you actually are just looking for a sexual experience, which is possible, not likely, but possible.
Okay.
Right. Or two, if like you don't care, you think you're going to, I think a lot of guys think I'm going to, you know, they'll get to know me and then they'll change their mind. I'll be the one to change.
Sure.
Them. And that if they're that, I think if a guy tells you what he's looking for and you choose not to believe him, I do believe that's on the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I thought you were, my issue that I thought you were going to have with this article was I thought that you were going to say, well, it's not really the guy's responsibility to tell you that. It's your responsibility to ask.
No, I do think, I hear
think,
that.
Which I don't believe, and I do believe a little bit at the same time. I think,
okay.
I think after a certain amount of time, you should ask. It would be great if the societal expectation was that you just always knew. But right
yeah.
now, I don't think most guys are doing that. So I think if you want to be proactive about your dating life and about your emotions, you can ask and you should ask.
The other problem is sometimes you don't know what this is. You don't know what, you know, you go on date one, you make out, you go home, you're like, wow, that girl was cute and I had a good time. Let's do date two again. you get to day two, you go out, you have fun, you hook up, you know, right. maybe you end up in the bed together and, you know, you're just get, you know, kind of right. cuddle or whatever. Day three, you do a dinner, then you have sex and you're like, oh, that was fun too. And then it's day four and it's like, at what point do you come out with, hey, like I would think that well, from a female...
At what point do you make the decision of if you're, like, trying to date this person or if you're just trying to, like, have fun with this person?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, you know, if I was to take this Sophia's advice...
Right.
And then let's say we get to date three and after day three we fuck and I say, hey, I would love to do drinks next week again, but just letting you know, us having sex, I really don't see us. I'm not looking for a relationship right now. I would think the response from that would still be that I've duped this person to get to the sex on the third day.
I think most women would prefer to know before.
Before
the sex, because it's like the sex is a weird thing, I think, because for men, a lot of the time it makes them think clearer, and for women, it makes them more confused.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like as the opposite.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's like once you have, like, before the men are like a little confused and the women like know what they want, and then after, or like, I don't know, it creates just like a difference in expectations. So yeah, I could see if a guy I went on three dates with told me after we slept together that he wasn't looking for anything serious, I'd be like, you know, you could have told me that, like, after day two.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Like, after day two, maybe, you know, this is why I'm speaking slowly into these waters. Like, I'm kind of, like, towing in because
but that's
difficult.
You know what? But that's better. I think after day three is not ideal, but it's better than after 3 months.
After 3 months where you're like, what the fuck?
Right. When you feel it. The worst is when you feel like a guy waited until the last possible moment so that he essentially makes you break up with him.
Sure.
By you asking this question.
But then that's to say also that relationships can't go wrong 3 months in.
They can.
You know, you know what I mean? Like the guy is, if he signed up after date six, he has to sign up after month 10.
Right. Well, I guess the idea is then, like, what is the time limit for knowing if you want to be in a relationship with someone?
Well, what if you get far enough along where you're like, this is a great person, but I don't want to be in a relationship with them?
Then you tell them.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm taking ghosting out of this equation because I do believe that, like, I mean, we've talked about it on past episodes. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, like, hey, how do we be open and honest with people without getting someone in a position to feel sideswiped?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that the earliest that you know, I think that really the best way to do that is like, I think you can go into a thing and not know what you want out of it right away. That's like fine. But I think as soon as you do know with that.
Time to get out.
Right. Time to get out or time to just, maybe that person's interested in the same thing as you. Unlikely, but possible.
I mean, you know how many dates.
Just tell them. Right.
I mean, you know how many dates I have masturbated before and then been like, hey, I can't make it tonight because then I'm like, oh, okay.
You're thinking clearly.
Thinking a little clearly.
Not that interested in dating.
Just put that date in the sink. Yeah, the sink. The toilet. You know, like, I don't know. Like, it's an interesting, what she says is right. Like, if I could, after every first date, if I'm put at the position, like, I was thinking about this because I was like, you know, her advice where it's like, all right, just send a text that says, hey, I'd like to go out again or not, but I'm not looking for a relationship right now.
I feel like for guys, they think that makes them look like a dick. When I have a lot of experience dating.
Sure.
And having gone through both types of guys, I appreciate that guy a lot more. That guy, like, is doing something that makes him uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the thing that I would want to hear, but it's the thing that I, like, I respect that much more than, like, than
the bag in the wind guy, the guy that's just going along and figuring it out along the way. Like,
it's a lot less work for me.
Yeah. I mean, for this guy that's writing in, like, my advice, like, if you took this woman, if you took Sophia's advice super seriously and you were like, after every first date, I'm going to let a girl know what I'm feeling about how that went and where I see this going.
Right.
You're probably in the winning circumstance 99% of the time.
Yeah.
Like, as far as, like, being a guy who's out there to just have fun and go on dates and maybe fuck, and if we don't, we don't. You know, not being afraid to lose your hand, so to speak. I think women could be in a better shape, too, if they weren't afraid, hey, I want to know what's going on with you. Not being afraid to lose what you have, and from the guy's side is losing sex. From the girl's side, it's losing maybe a future relationship.
Right. by like they don't by like scaring them off too soon. I think that's a big like
both know, are right. situations where people are not looking to scare the other person off. This guy's saying, "Well, how do I not be the dick and also fuck?"
Right.
And it's like, well, maybe you just like meet people and you say, "Hey, I'm in a time in my life where I'm not looking to get in a relationship, but I do have fun with you." I understand that that situation isn't for everybody, but if you want that to happen, that's something I'm up right. for.
And I think if a guy says that, then and the girl continues to date him, then he is resolved of, but, you know what I mean, like of any real response owing them anything.
And also, that's not to say the guy can't change his mind. I know this is the part that like gets women the most confused because it's like, well, he could, you know, come back. But
yeah, I think as women, most women, again, not all women, we like to box things.
Sure.
And like it's happening. It's not happening. We're like, he wants to date. He wants not. When the guys who are unsure are the most difficult to deal with.
Yeah, I think check-ins are like a good thing. Like I think a girl can check in and a guy could check in. Right. In similar ways. Like I'm just trying to think of the scenario, like where, because I did think that her advice to men innately makes it less sexy for women. You know, like I think from the female side. Well, right. If I'm just like, hey, you're great, I'm great, I don't see this being a relationship, but I do want to fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem like a very sexual thing from the female side, right?
It depends what you're looking for. If there are women out there that are just looking to hook up and are not looking for anything serious either. For them, I don't think that matters for them.
Okay.
I think if you're a woman, and I think the majority of women are looking for or to date when they're going on dates.
Sure.
I think they're looking to date.
But what makes sex for, you know, I've heard from a lot of people that what makes sex great for them is the emotional connection.
Yeah, it is.
So
woman's not going to have sex with you.
Of course.
Right, yeah.
But I'm saying if that's a lot of women that are out there,
right.
You're like, and all these guys take this advice. Let's say every guy takes this advice and it's like after first date, mm-hmm. whether they know or not.
A lot less just, guys are having sex then.
Well, women too. I'm saying it goes both ways.
Right.
You know, there's this like, yeah, believe the guy. Don't go out with him again if you want a more serious person to have sex with.
Right.
But if you don't believe the guy and you go along with it, you know, you're going to be half in. You know, you're going to have this half a sex.
Right. So did you ever read the Mark Manson thing?
What was that?
He had like a fuck yeah theory, mm-mm. which is that like, unless both people are like, I'm summarizing obviously, but
sure.
like the idea is that unless both people are like absurdly into something, it's not worth doing.
Mm.
So like in terms of like having sex with someone, like unless the person's like, super into it, it's not like gonna be great. You might as well not do it.
Yeah.
Unless the person's like super into dating you, like it's not gonna be great. Like
fair.
Don't do it. I think of it kind of like that. It's like, do you want that either? Even as a guy, like, do you want to have sex with someone who's like a little disappointed?
Not at all.
That doesn't sound hot for you either.
No, that's true.
Like it's I kind of do believe in that theory of like both people should be like really excited about it, or else there's a million people in the world. You're going to find someone else who's like on the same page as you. It's not like there's a ton of women who just want to have sex, and there's a ton of men who are looking for relationships. And if that's what you're looking for, find someone who's into that.
And I think for this guy, what he has to realize is that you're in a constant contract negotiation.
As someone who's dating?
As someone who's out there just looking to have sex without a relationship.
Right.
So if he gets done with a date and he says, hey, these are the terms I'm looking to go forward with you on.
Right. Imagine it's a business
thing. Imagine it's a business thing. And I think that makes it easier.
Right. And the person can either say, okay, that sounds great to me. I'll sign here. Let's continue hooking up. Or they can say, I'm not really in this plan. This deal doesn't look that great to me. I'm looking for a better deal.
Here's the deal I want.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like you're like willing to provide me with section A, column B.
Sure.
So I'm going to move on. And that's something you as a woman have to be willing to say. Like,
I think if we look at that in that terms, it makes it a lot easier.
It does.
it's
not personal. That
it's
makes
not
it
personal.
Seem less personal. If you think of it like any sort of like business thing, like just because someone doesn't want to like pay you $300,000 to do a job doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. And I think that's the that's the like hurtful part of it is it's like, this person doesn't want to date me. There's something wrong with me. It's like, no, this person just is not looking to like pay that much.
Yes.
At this moment in time.
And those contracts can be renegotiated.
Yeah.
You could be on a, you know, I think these are like, literally these are 1 month contracts you're negotiating.
Essentially. Yeah, until you get married and then it's lifetime.
And then you've got the real warranty. One. Yeah. But it's like that guy, like if the guy comes forward and says, hey, great time last night. That was fun. I'm not looking for a relationship right now, but I'd like to hang out again. That's him basically saying, yeah, I want to fuck you and keep having fun. And
I don't want to owe you anything and I don't want to date you.
There, and so then don't you expect go, me to. And then a month later, you're on that contract and you say, hey, that sounds good to me. Let's meet up next week. I'm in. Right.
A month later, you could say, hey, like, I've enjoyed working with you thus far. I would like to extend the contract with a few different stipulations,
there
including you not fucking anyone else.
Sure. And
he can either say,
that's
yes,
not right. Okay, let's do that. Or, you know, no, I kind of still want to stick to what I had before.
Exactly.
I just think it's so interesting that, like, that is like a, to me, that's a utopia. You know, like that
right.
conversation.
Imagine if dating could be that simple, where everyone just knew what people wanted, didn't take things personally,
yeah,
and just had a like, just had a good time.
But I also think a lot of people would be happier in those terms. Like, I do think, like if the guy came out right away and was like, "Here's the contract I'm looking for," and the girl was like, "Yeah, let's do it next week. I'm down. Let's hang out."
Right.
And I think it would work in a lot of women's favor. You know, like I think right now we're being pushed at in these dating times with dating apps and stuff. You're pushed into these like these forced hangouts that are the same thing every time. That if you had just gone along with the one, if the guy had just been open about what he was looking for and you had just been like, yeah, you seem cool and I had a good time too and I'll chill out for a month. Right. Maybe that would have turned into the thing you wanted most, because instead of having these like, hey, let's meet up. Hey, I can't do it tonight. You know, how many cancellations do you go through before you get to an actual date?
Right.
Where it's like, this guy's like, hey, this was someone I already had fun with. Let's do that again. But know that this is where I'm at mentally.
So you're saying like the more girls could be amenable to that and then try to renegotiate a month later.
Yes. I think more women would be less disappointed with dating. If guys would be more forward, right?
I definitely agree with that.
Because what happens is like you end up in these situations where it's like, well, we're supposed to meet up tonight. I've been texting with him for a month. Mm-hmm. We've never even met in person. And then we finally get together and now he wants to meet up late night. And I don't know, but I've already put in a month of texting with this person.
Right.
And it's like all this month of texting bullshit is to build up trust when you don't have to do anything at all. It's laziness.
Yeah.
So you have someone that's willing to go out right away. Like, I just think it's like...
So how long would you have to be seeing someone where it wouldn't be weird if they were like, what are you looking for? Like,
I don't think it's ever weird.
It's never weird.
I don't think it's ever weird to ask that question, but I also think it's...
How do you answer that question?
I think it should be rechecked up on.
Right. So let's say I'm dating you and we're on our third date. I'm like, so what are you looking for? Are you looking for a relationship or like
I'm looking to have the most fun with the person I am hanging out with during the time that I have open to hang out.
Okay, that sounds... See, if I'm a girl, I don't know what to do with that. I don't know what the fuck to do with that.
Well,
I'm going to be like, okay, that means like if he likes me enough, he'll date me?
I'm looking...
That's how I'm... That's like not clear
to
me.
It's tough to answer those questions. I mean, I'm looking for someone that can be... the distraction from, you know, the day I have to have. Like, it's like, you know, the distraction from work. You know, I want someone to be like the relaxation with me during the times that I have open for them. Now I sound like I'm fucking talking about
right.
like
I mean,
lawyer.
You still, I'm just saying you yeah. still don't, you're still, I'm still, if I'm, it's not like that clear to me.
Sure.
As I'm sure it wouldn't be to someone else who would be like,
what's this guy
right,
doing?
Right. Because if I want to date you, I might interpret that as like, okay, like, sounds like he's open to a relationship.
Sure.
Because you didn't say, I'm not looking for a relationship, but if I, you know what I mean? Like, that sounds like you could be good for either person.
Could be good, yeah, it could go either way.
Which I guess is sort of what you're trying to do with that.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
But then if I'm like a little bit more aggressive, which a lot of women are afraid to be, I'll be like, well, what does that mean? Are you looking for a relationship?
Yeah, I'm looking for a relationship. With the, yeah, I am looking for a relationship, but at the same time, it's...
But I'm also down to just have fun.
It's not about fun or not. I think I'm looking to fit something into, like, the life that I'm trying to lead. Like, you know, if I want to personalize it, You go out at night. I go out at night every night. I'm not looking to, like, you know, I'm trying to think of the best way to put this.
Yeah, see, like, I feel like that's what I'm saying. I think that's sometimes the issue with, like, a girl. You're a woman. You ask for what you want.
Sure.
But you don't, like, you're not necessarily getting...
But also, there's nothing wrong with those questions.
Right.
Is my point to that. Like, if you're you put someone at their word, hey, what are we doing right now?
Right. And don't make assumptions, babe. You can, you can press for, like, a really clear answer if you want it.
What do you see in a month?
Right.
What do you see in 6 months from now? Do you see yourself ever getting married? Like, those are, like, easy questions to ask that a person can be like, I do see myself getting married. I do see myself being with someone and spending the, you know, the free parts of my day with someone that I enjoy those minutes with.
Right.
And it's got to be the right combination.
Yeah, I feel like those kinds of conversations could really clarify issues for a lot of people just because there's so much vagueness in dating that I feel like for this guy or for anyone else, just being up front is, I find, very refreshing. It's a little like you're kind of taken. It's almost like people are taken back by someone just asking for what they want. But like, I feel, and any other aspect of your life,
I think for any guy, like for this guy, like the best thing you do is get in front of it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the whole point of the column too, is just get in front of it. Don't lead it to, I think
you can have a one night stand without telling someone. That's almost like implied if you're sleeping with someone on the first night that it's not necessarily going to be a serious thing. But I agree. Like,
well,
after
I don't even know about that. Like, she does that in that column where she's like, well, this I've always thought to mean that, and nothing means anything.
You're assuming things, yeah.
Yeah, I just think, like, if you sleep with someone the night one and they write back to you, hey, I had a great time last night, I'm not looking for a relationship, but would love to hang out again.
Right.
That's an okay thing to write to someone. I would think that's the same thing that we've been saying.
I'm saying after one night stand.
Yeah, that's what
it is. You don't have to say it necessarily, like...
After a one-night stand, I mean, it's
okay.
Did
you say someone before you slept with someone on a one-night stand?
No.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right? That makes sense.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real, I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's do some more emails.
Okay.
Betches, or UUP at Betches.com, UUP at Betches.com. Hi, Jared and Jordana. Obsessed with you both and the podcast. Thank you so much. I post screenshots of it on my Instagram story all the time and make all my friends listen to it every Monday when we have wine night. Amazing. Love it. I'll get right to it. My best friend just started seeing this guy about 2 months ago. Things of the between them have moved pretty quickly. They spend tons of time together, even though the lives they live about an hour from us. Even though he lives about an hour from us. They've gone on easily over 10 dates, and she's even met his mom. Last week, they had a little week rendezvous at a hotel near his house. And after they hooked up, they were just laying in bed talking. Apparently, the question of how many people she had slept with came up, and she mentioned it to my other friends, and I were all torn on the topic. Do you think it's something you need to talk about with someone when you're dating, or should it be left in the past? I'm personally in the mindset that your past doesn't need to be someone's business to the point of putting a number on it, but Jared, would you ever ask a girl this? And if you did, would you want her to tell you honestly? Would you think differently of her based on the answer? Jordana, have you ever been in a situation where guys asked you this? How do you play it out? Would love to hear the answers from both guys' and girls' perspectives. Keep up the amazing work. My friends and I live for this podcast on a weekly basis. Love you guys' commentary. Thank you so much. What do we think?
I think the past only really matters to the extent that it affects the present.
Okay.
So I don't need any, if I'm dating someone, I don't need any information about like their real like past relationships or past sexual history unless it is affecting my here and now. Unless they're doing something they want, maybe they like that goes for like emotional or sexual or anything else. So if like something that I'm doing is something they like or something they haven't tried before with anyone else, that might be relevant information for me. But I don't need to know how many people someone slept with.
Yeah.
Exactly. I need to know if they've had sex with none. Maybe.
Yeah. None. I think, if a guy brought this up to you, would you be annoyed at the question?
I would think it was like an unnecessary question. I don't even think I would answer it.
You wouldn't even answer?
I don't think I would answer it because I don't think that it's anyone's business but my own. And I don't think that, again, unless something about that number had to do with like our present day situation. I don't think it's relevant information or necessary information. I don't believe you need to share every single thing about your past with the person.
Do you, and here's a question I have. Do you know your number?
Within range, yeah.
Well, this is yeah. What's interesting to me because I don't even know my number.
Right.
I don't,
could I tell you it right now? No. Could I calculate it? Yeah.
Exactly. Right. So I'm saying like right. that number for me matters so little. So I can't expect it to matter for the person that I'm with.
Right, you're sort of saying if it matters to them, that's an issue in itself.
Yeah, I think that it mattering to them, like how many I've been with, like if that's their score, like for an ego thing for a guy, like in their life, like, you know.
I think it's more like, were you a sexually adventurous person? Like, or were you...
Well, I don't even know if a number of people you've been with means you're right. Sexually adventurous.
That's also true, right?
You know,
right.
So I don't know if one meets the other. I think she asks...
If someone asked you, what would you...
I would say I don't know the number. Yeah. I go, I've slept with people, but I really don't even know.
What if they were like, can you figure it out?
Over this, under this, I go, I really couldn't figure it out.
Right.
I don't have the memory. I don't think back on those. You know, I don't.
I can't count that high.
I don't measure myself. Yeah, I don't measure myself by the, it's not even that high. I'm just saying like, I don't measure myself by the number of people I've been with. And I also don't measure the person I'm with by the number of people they've been with. And right. I think that's.
I don't really care about how many people the number of people I've been with is whatever the person I'm with has been with either.
Yeah. And if it comes up, it's unless
that explains some weird aspect of their personality that I don't know or something that's like relevant to the present day situation we're at.
The guy bringing it up to me, I'm always like a little bit, why do you have to bring it up?
Right. It seems like if a guy does bring that up, it seems like he has like either like some sort of like jealousy issues or like possessiveness issues or some issues involving his own like insecurity.
Yeah, that's like my first thing on my mind because I've never thought how many people has this person been with. I've always thought, wow, the people that they were with made them the person that I'm with right now.
Right.
You know, and I that sounds somewhat poetic, I guess.
No, but I think it's true. It's like that whatever past experiences they've had have like led to them being this person.
Yeah. And I listen, every time I get tested and I got a clean slate, I'm a virgin again.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the reality of it. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It only matters if you have something that you caught from a previous person. And even then, it doesn't really matter. It's not about the number. You could be with one person. But
that's what makes you who you are in bed with them today. Hey, exactly. I have this, and it's because I was with this one person that did this and whatever, and now I live with it every day, and that's a part of who I am.
Right.
But I just never have looked at someone and been like, they've been with that many? Ah, gross. Like, and if a girl, if I asked a girl and she got, if it came up, because I've had girls ask me and I always just like,
I don't even have girls ask you.
Yeah. And I'd be like, I don't even know the number. And then they'll be like, well, what do you mean? Is it over? They'll do the range thing. And I'd be like, literally, I don't know. I know people have had sex with way more women than I have. I go, I'm not saying I don't know the number because I'm like, let me get out the calculator. Like, I'm not saying it that way. It's not meant as a brag. It's meant as a...
You mean this week?
It just doesn't occur to me as something that matters.
Right.
So, and when I say it doesn't matter to me, then I also don't care about your past. I just...
Right. It's like, maybe if it does matter to you, you should be with someone who it also matters to.
Yeah. I think that's...
Fine also.
I think it's like a personality thing.
Right.
More than anything else. Like... I wrote this whole thing a while back where I was like, girls should just say 9. just say 9. Just to be like, that's the number.
Right.
Because 9 implicates that you're not new at this. It also does, you know, implicates that you're not like...
Would you be hesitant to date someone who you found out had slept with a lot of people?
No.
Wouldn't matter.
If they were, you know, if they were checked and, you know, and they knew... Even if they had like something going on because of their past, I would just want to, you know that they're know that I'm being safe.
Right.
At a certain point.
So as long as safety wasn't an issue, it wouldn't matter.
It really wouldn't. I don't know why it wouldn't. I think it matters more to a guy if they know the guy that you've been
with.
That makes
more sense.
Than like if I knew one of my buddies was like, you know, hooked up with you for a year, I'd be like, I wouldn't feel as like good about it.
Why is that?
Because you know, there's like a certain aspect of like climbing the mountain that no one else has climbed, and
not be with a virgin?
Well, no, I'm more like my buddies. Like, oh yeah, I did the trail before. It's pretty good. You know, like I don't know. This is the way
you
guys are with each other.
The first person to get to Instagram the exotic vacation look.
Yes.
Like
I just, I think it's more, I think it would be more worrisome for me with friends.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I've hooked up with girls that got with my friends too, and that was fine.
Right.
You know, it wasn't as big a deal. I think it's a small deal.
I agree.
And would you ever, like, if you were a guy was with 50 women, what would you?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's always a personal issue. Right. I think that, like, this guy bringing it up on, like, the week vacation, like when did that come up? Like, what did she like? Did she touch a tit during sex? And he was like, "Whoa, I've never seen that movie before." How many men have you been with? Like, what happened?
Yeah, that seems like some like weird.
It seems weird, like it's his issue.
Self-conscious shit.
Yeah,
yeah. Like they want to, because a guy is that concerned with that. He wants you to be a certain kind of person, and if you are that person, great. And if you're not,
it's a control issue for him. Or it's like, I want to know that you're the type that.
Right, he wants you to be pure, whatever, I don't know. It's possible.
I don't think, like, deal breaker, red flag. Like, if the guy was like, how many men have you been with?
Red flag.
Red flag.
I don't think
it's not a deal breaker.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I would never ask someone else, though, because, like...
Me neither.
I just wouldn't...
I just don't care. You know, like, it just doesn't matter to me. And, you know, like if I got naked and they looked at my penis and like, whoa, I don't know what to do with this. I'd be like, well, how many men have you been?
Right,
you know, like
that
would be.
That's what I'm saying. But then that's affecting like your current situation. If they're like, I don't know what to do now. Well, it's like then that number is relevant to know because that helps explain why you're just kind of like looking at it.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Have you sucked on a ball?
Do you know what I mean? Or if like you were with, I think another girl actually wrote in about something where she was with a guy and he was like uncircumcised.
Sure.
Right. Like. Then it can be a useful thing to say, I've never slept with someone who's uncircumcised, so I don't really know what to do here. Like, and I'm, again, like something that's useful from the past to the present situation is the only thing I think is really relevant information.
Absolutely.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com.
Let's do it. All right. Hey, J&J, compliment hour. Love the podcast and appreciate the take on relationships for this millennial world that we live in. Safe to say I've subscribed and now find myself needing your take on things. My boyfriend and I will have been dating a year come June. I'm not sure this is important, but I'm 24 and he's 27. I've been kind of struggling with the lack of reciprocation when it comes to our families. As a couple, the two of us spend a reasonable amount of time with his family as a whole. Weddings, his birthday, his parents' anniversary party. I'm talking parents and his siblings, and I've even met extended family on occasions. Yet when I invite him to my family's functions, he hasn't gone to anything. I don't have extended family in the area, so it would only be immediate family. He did a similar thing with my friends. I had to really be like, they're only in town for the weekend, you're going. This was for like 6 or 7 months in, and mind you, I met his parents and his sister on the third date. Granted, we went to a concert, but still, the third date. He brought up moving in together.
But still!
And we continue to make plans for the future, a month or two in advance. Am I overanalyzing or should I have a conversation with him? I appreciate your take on this in advance. You guys rock. Girl who just wants him to come to family dinner.
This is an issue.
Yeah. I think this
is a big issue.
Yeah.
Major issue because, and I'm going to give some hard truths here. I think there's a lot wrong here because just the nature of men versus women, like I could introduce people. I could introduce anybody to my parents and it wouldn't be a thing.
You don't have to worry about them thinking it's a...
Well, they'll ask questions, but like there's no deep-seated, like if this person disappeared tomorrow, they go, what happened to that person? I'd be like, I don't know, missing persons. And they go, woof, that's, wow, okay, well, what do you want for dinner? You know, it wouldn't be a reflection. I think this is different for women. You could tell me this.
I think it's different for person. It's just like, if you had never introduced someone to your parents before and you told me you were introducing me to them, I would think it was a very big deal. If you're very casual with your parents, they meet people all the time, it's like... they're pretty involved in your life. I'm not going to read that much into it. It really depends on, for me, it's like depending on how seriously you take this action, which you're telling me not.
I think most guys can introduce you to a parent and not feel like could not,
right.
it would not even affect them a little if you didn't exist the next week.
Right. Well, here's the thing with women is, like if you introduce someone to your parents, your dad's not going to be like, oh, like you're having sex with this guy. That's cool. They're going to want to know like,
what's the deal?
Yeah. They're going to ask you about them for months to come.
And it becomes like this. And I think this happens for women and not fairly, but it becomes this like, you know, if you brought a guy home and then all of a sudden the next week he was gone, they'd be like, well, what's your plan here for like finding someone and like moving on? Like, it become more personalized and deeper than for me. If I bring a girl home and then they're like, oh, she was very nice. And then they go, all right, maybe we'll see her again.
Right.
They don't do the, oh, wow. So we got to get to know this person and we got to figure out more dinners. This guy is very clearly giving a stiff arm to your life to not be connected to your life as much. So he has an out.
Right.
It's very clear to me.
Yeah, I think
especially if it's friends too.
I dated a guy who I've had the opposite issue with, where I would invite, he would come to a lot of my stuff, but he wouldn't invite me out with like his friends or to do like things on like with people that he knew, and that was also a red flag for me.
To me, that's a guy whose friends are single.
Yeah.
When guys' friends are single, they don't want to bring the girl to their friends. When guys' friends are in relationships, they don't want to go to the other girl's friends.
I could see that. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So yeah, I agree with you though. I think this is an issue of not wanting to be integrated into her life.
Yes.
Because then it's harder to untangle.
Way harder. Way more people to like the, you know, it's again back to this whole thing of a guy disappointing a girl. Like where it's like, Well, right.
People I meet, the more people I'm disappointing.
The more questions, right. More she's upset by this thing not working out, and that right. I'm the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. And you don't think it's just a case of him being selfish?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I think it's way deeper than he could make it sound. He could be like, I don't know. I don't want to meet you. He gets into that noise making mode where he's just like,
If I'm a girl and I'm inviting you to my, cousin's bar mitzvah, you're not.
I am not.
It's not just because you don't want to go to that.
No, it's because I don't want to be in the picture.
Right.
Where I'm like, who's that guy in the picture 20 years from now?
So if you don't want to hang out with my family or my friends, it's because you don't see this lasting.
Yeah.
But this guy says he's like moving. He wants to move in.
Say to her, I go, well, I'm not moving in with someone who won't hang out with my family.
Right.
That would be my response if I'm her. My family wants to do dinner this Sunday. Why are you so reluctant to like do this?
Right.
What's going on?
Why don't you want to be integrated into my life?
I have a life too. I've seen your family. They're cool.
Right.
I don't need to fucking see them anymore.
Yeah, I think that's like a question of, that's a long-term issue. It's like someone who doesn't want to... My initial thought to this was like, this guy just seems a little like selfish. He just wants to do what he wants to do and wants you to like accommodate him.
He's selfish too.
But right. Like no one really wants to go to like someone else's like family thing.
No.
Like, no one really wants to do that. Like even if your family's cool, people like don't...
Everyone's
family. People don't even like hanging out with their own family, let alone someone else's family.
Well, I think women do this whole thing where they're like... They are like, I got to get the mom on my side.
Right.
I've never thought that about the other person's family. I've never been like, I got to make sure.
Well, maybe you haven't really liked anyone.
Well,
to
no,
care
right.
About their
I
dad's
mean,
approval.
I care about the approval, but I'm not caring about like dads love me. Right. Like I don't walk around saying that all day. Women say that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, moms, are you kidding?
I got that
at the back. There's these girls, there's this faction of girls that walk around like mom experts. Oh, come on, I kill it with moms. It's like, okay, fucking relax.
Right.
Anyone could kill it with my mom.
Yeah. My mom's not that particular.
Yeah. She cares what I care about.
Right.
And no guy takes that as some sort of like...
Have you met a lot of girls' parents?
I've met parents.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they
hate it.
So
it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal for you?
It's to meet their... Yeah, of course it's a big deal to meet their family. But I'm
like,
saying...
that's why I don't do it.
That's why... Well, that's why this guy won't do it.
Because... Right.
I'm telling you
that
it's a big
it's
deal.
Weird that
it's a bigger deal.
He wants to move in.
It's a bigger deal for him to... Well, he says...
Right.
He wants to move in. He says a lot of things.
Yeah. Again,
he wants to meet your family someday.
This goes back to our other thing of... don't listen to what a guy says. Look at what a guy does.
Absolutely. And, you know...
That's how you know.
Guys do get something out of saying nice things to watch you feel good about them.
Right.
So him saying, I'd move in one day. He watches you melt. Now he's big stud. It feels good.
We should try that on you guys. We should be like, I'm taking off the bra. And then that says, and then just not do anything.
And then just not do it.
That's a great
revenge
plan.
I'd really like
plan.
To blow you,
that's
and then go home. Then
it'd be great if it'd be great if we went on a trip. It'd be great if we went to, if you met my mom. But then, they don't say. We should just
then
totally
do
try
it.
That sexually.
You know,
I love it.
It'd be great if I sucked on your nuts. What happened to the nuts?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that this week?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is keeping her in for everything else.
Right. But if you like a girl, you're down to meet her friends, meet her family, right?
Of course. I'll meet the friends and family. I'm just saying when you meet mine, it's not like this.
Don't be flattered if Jared's introducing you to his mom. He introduces everyone.
I don't put such messages. Not everyone, but I'm just saying it's like another thing. Whereas for the other side, we know that it's like.
Right. Well, I agree with you. Women get a lot more shit from like any of their family. Anytime I told my mom about any guy, where's the ring?
Yeah.
Where's the ring?
What's not a lot of pressure there.
You've been dating for 3 weeks now. My mom's been married like 6 times too, so she gets them all the time.
She's got a whole drawer of rings.
My mom's like, I would have had 4 kids in the time that you were dating. Dating less than a year. I don't know what you're talking about.
4 kids. That's not even how it works. That's not even how pregnancy works.
She's got 8 kids. She got married like a shit ton of times.
She's got a whole farm.
Yeah, she's warp speed. Anyway, that's why it's different for girls. Than
absolutely.
For guys. Yeah.
Well, we have a guest coming on.
We do. It's none other than the Andy Cohen.
Get ready, people. Andy Cohen, the king of Bravo, the new king of Fox, coming with a new show. We'll be back after the jump.
Hello, welcome back to You Up. We're here with none other than Andy Cohen, the host of Love Connection, which is coming out on May 29th, which we're really excited about.
How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
It's a big honking microphone.
Yeah, this is the biggest microphone. This is actually not even real. Wow. Yeah, this is just a fake. Hilarious.
It does look like it's fake.
It's funny.
They were like, who wants it? And I was like, yeah. I guess I have yeah, to take it.
I'm glad
it.
You didn't give it to me.
Yeah, if we gave it to you, it would have been,
yeah,
like
would have been a setup. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
You would have thought, this is like the punked
yes.
interview. But we're excited to be here. We're going to, Love Connection, what made you want to do a dating show?
It's so fun for me. I would think that it's fun for you too to hear mm-hmm. about other people's first dates. Like mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. always fun. Every time I had a friend that was set up on a date, I loved talking to them the next morning to hear how it went. And so for me, I love setting people up. I love hearing about dates and I love prying into people's personal business. I think I do it really well. Yeah. And so I get to do this on the weekly on Fox with, yeah. Six dates per episode. It's awesome.
Now, I mean, this kind of imitates what's going on with dating in general.
Like, yeah.
Dating is more public than it's ever been with social media
yeah.
and how that stuff goes. So, like, what do you...
Everyone's the host of their own show on
yeah. Yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah, it's so true.
I mean, you have a following that's big.
Right.
And maybe 20 years ago, no one could relate to that. Nowadays, right. everyone has their circle of 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a brand to protect.
Yes.
What do you think about being open on it on social media with your dating life and being closed off?
I think you got to play it super cool on Instagram. Mm. I mean, I certainly do. I don't post dates on Instagram, but even if I had 200 followers that were just my friends, I think I would be fairly low profile about putting someone out there because changing your status on Facebook to, single to...
I mean, that's like pre-marriage at that point.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Jared says that he wouldn't put someone on his Instagram unless he was like a step away from proposing
to him. I think that's right.
You kind of agree.
Right?
I agree with Jared. Like, if you're taking someone away on vacation
right.
and you're really close to settling down, okay. That's fine.
Vacation, I like. That's the first Instagram.
Yeah.
When you're on vacation.
Because also, if you're taking someone on vacation, it means you're really into them. You want to spend
uninterrupted time.
I think uninterrupted time. Plus, you're taking them on vacation as your guest.
Have you ever been on vacation with someone that you've not posted on social media?
I have, but
how do you even tell that person?
No, you know what? There's no expectation because I think that my account is really a more of a public account. Mm-hmm. If I had a side account with friends,
sure,
I would be, I would be a little more open about what was going on. But I just feel like then I don't want a Daily Mail story about some twink I took on vacation. Not that I take twinks on vacation.
Right, not that you would ever do that.
But I mean, like, even the person with like 200 friends
yes.
like, following them, they put something out on Instagram
yeah.
and it ends. They
Everyone's
have their
asking
own
questions.
Yeah, there's a press conference to have.
I know, it's true. But, you look at people who... there was a famous couple, they got married and they were putting everything out there.
Yeah.
6 months later, they're separated and now they're deleting each other from the Instagram. And it's like, we just saw this for the last year.
I feel like Taylor Swift is like your prime example of like showing off intense relationships. And
Taylor Swift.
Now she's private.
Really? Yeah,
I feel
she
like
is.
Now she's like very low key.
Yes,
she learned her lesson. She's
yeah.
a good person, I feel like, to look at in terms of like she had these public
what not to do.
Especially what not to do. But now I think she's like, okay, like I realize that doesn't work for me. All my relationships get ruined. I'm gonna be like low key about someone.
Yeah.
I think she's dating someone.
She is.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we all want to be in a level of like that. That's kind of what we want everyone to say about us. I think they're seeing someone.
Right.
You don't want someone to know exactly, what's
right.
going on. Oh, they went on vacation. Now they're together. Right. They're living together. They moved in last week.
Right.
That's not like a fun thing to have with people that you kind of tangentially know.
Yeah.
Have you ever had someone who like posted a picture with you and you were like, this is too early. I don't really want to be doing this.
No, I had a friend of mine. My best friend posted a picture on his account when we were all on vacation and it included me and someone that I was with on vacation. And the Daily Mail saw it and picked it up and put it together and did all this Instagram journalism and kind of
figured out and put the line together.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like, I don't know.
Did you have to have a discussion with that person?
With my best friend?
Yeah.
And we had a little discussion.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
What do you say?
I was like, sweetie, you put me on blast without realizing.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know. I didn't know. I mean, he didn't do it on purpose.
But how is it with that, you know, that guy? Like, are you, do you have to have a discussion with them?
Yes. We all talked a lot.
You have to have a big meeting. Yes.
So do you have a new policy, like, going forward?
Well, it's the same policy as my last policy. I just have to be a little more. I mean, look, I happen to be single right now. So, you know, these are problems that I'm not having to deal with.
But, yeah, I mean, these are the problems that are coming.
Yes.
You know, because I mean, if you're 3 dates in with someone, you're wondering, okay, what do
three dates in, I ain't going on my
early?
Instagram. Yeah, no.
What's like Instagram story? What's the, you know, what's the dividing
line? Is there a different rule for Instagram story than Instagram?
There might be, but I still feel like, yeah, there might be, but I feel like a few months.
Right.
I feel like a few months.
After you define
him,
yeah, right?
After you're like, this is my guy. I'm totally into this guy.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's what Instagram is, a way of saying I'm with this person and I'm proud to be with this person.
And they're into me.
Right. And they're into me and I'm ready to tell. I'm shouted from the roof. It's the modern day shouting.
You know, the other thing is,
I like it, them being in the background too. Like,
right.
Like, oh, I think there's something.
The other thing is, you need to be ready for anyone else that you might be interested in who follows you on Instagram to see that you are taking yourself out of the game.
Thank you, Andy.
So
this
you have
is
to be
something
very careful, and this is something that guys who like to play all corners of the field.
We just had this conversation because I think that, you know, women don't understand this idea of putting up something with someone new and worrying about the last person.
Yeah, well, I'm not necessarily worried about the last person. I'm worried about the people who are maybe on deck or people who, you know, are kind of interested or interesting.
Right, see, that's what. And that's why
we want the
pictures.
And I just connected in a way that, like, this is what men deal with.
Yeah, this is what men are dogs, and then women are not.
About you. That's why we want the picture, so that we can let all the other
to ice them out.
Know that you were taken, and you were proud to be taken.
Yeah, the dogs, going to the dog thing, you know, the picture's kind of the invisible fence.
Right.
To get us caught.
You're right.
You know?
That's why we want it. We are on the same page.
Right, right.
So you have people coming on to Love Connection to have a first date.
Yes.
Can love really happen from such a public first date?
I think so. We have a couple that are still together from when we set them up a year and a half ago on one date. And there are some couples that we taped the show 3 or 4 months ago, and there are several couples who are still together. And yeah, all it takes is one date.
You would know this better than maybe anyone would know this, but what makes the most successful public relationships?
Public relationships?
Like, you know, because we all have a certain own level of publicity, you know, going back to those 200 friends. So, like, if someone meets on a show, what's the best way to go about dating?
Preserving their relationship.
I mean, listen, they don't go on the show and turn into Madonna tomorrow. Sure. I mean, it's like, you know, they go on the show. It's fun. The key is, as with any other couple, it's like getting to know each other, respecting each other, hearing each other, being interested, being present.
You think that's the different... That's the differentiation from between like the successful couples and the ones that just kind of fizzle right after the cameras go away.
Yeah. And I think, look, you have to be into the person. It's going to fizzle if you're not into the person.
Do a lot of people fake it, you think, to kind of like get the publicity?
No,
around?
I don't think so. There's not any great, nobody's getting any book deals after appearing on Love Connection once. I mean, it's not exactly.
That's fair, but also, you know, grandma sees the first date. Grandma wants to know from the girl, you know, what's going on with that guy?
Yeah.
She's going to have to explain a first date where in any other world.
Yeah.
You don't
have
fine. To explain that.
That's fine.
Would you ever like date on a reality show?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't not think for you?
So. Yeah. No.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I would either. Yeah. I think that's, I mean, like you.
But I love the people who do, and I'm grateful for them, and they're amazing. And
I mean, they're
amazing contestants this season.
They're putting themselves out there in a way.
They absolutely are.
We had some, like, you know, some fire questions. Like,
okay.
Yes.
Just quick question.
Good.
All right. What do you think men lie about the most on, like, when first started dating?
Oh, that's a good question. I think they lie. I think men lie about, you know, whether they're with anyone else or whether they're, and also how much money they have.
You think that that's a big thing?
I think men try to front, you know?
Do you think they, like, outwardly say?
No, I just think they try to show off. I think men are very into money.
On that subject, what's the most you've ever seen someone spend on a date?
Well, we give all of our couples $500 for the first date, which is a lot of money.
So yeah, $500.
That's a lot.
That's
a big first date.
It is. You should let them keep it if they don't spend it. I know, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, $250 is a nice date.
I know. I could be wrong about that.
Jared's like, I'm usually like 20 max.
Yeah. You know? A hot dog on the street, yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. Make it romantic. Okay. Well, we had another one.
Sorry.
What's the number one thing someone should look for on a first date as a first impression?
Well, I mean, the number one thing is don't be too judgmental about first impressions. Go in there and give the person a chance. You may walk in and say, their hips are too wide, their butt's too big, they're not tall enough.
Yeah.
But sit down with them and get to know them for an hour. And then they may look different to you.
Do you think he likes your bottle? Jared does this thing where when he goes on a date, he says one bottle of wine, he gives it the amount of time to finish the bottle.
That's good.
Like the hourglass for the date.
Well, but by the way, people at the end of a bottle of wine always look better.
Absolutely.
That's also true.
So, I mean,
this is two good things.
Be careful.
A time limit and everyone's looking great.
I know.
Everyone's got a good tan afterwards.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people that write in about guys canceling a first date, not planning.
Yeah.
What's the best way to, if you're going to have a first date and someone makes the date, then they go, hey, listen, I can't do it tonight. Let's do another night. Are you out on that first date?
It depends how much. No, I'm respectful because I'm someone who cancels sometimes.
Sure.
I mean, no, if they wind up just being super flaky, you can kind of tell if someone's super flaky. But I'm willing to hang in there. I've had a few dates that... The thing is, people on apps are so flaky in general. That's why... If you're really serious about getting together or about finding someone, my thought is you say to them, what's your number? Can we talk? And then you get their number. If they sound normal on the phone.
Talk on the phone.
On the phone.
This is,
literally,
I mean,
talk
you're blowing
phone,
a lot of people
take it
away
off
right
the
now.
App because what are you doing on the app? Hey, what's up? How was your day?
Sure.
I agree.
Oh, and
that's
then it's
great.
3 days
like that.
Later that you log on. Oh, I've been busy. Oh, what's up?
And you're writing
how was the weekend?
Script,
It's just nothing. There's nothing really happening. Say, hey, give me your number. I'd love to give you a quick call. You do the call and the person, I like the sound of Jared's voice.
Sure.
And then you say, you know what? I'd love to meet you for a drink. Let's meet for half an hour. I'm so busy. You're busy. Let's meet for one half an hour.
Yeah.
Then you set up the drink and then you can rule it out or you're like, this is great.
See, I
feel like millennials
this.
Are like so scared of phone calls.
Well, this is what's so good about
they
this
They are.
Advice.
They only text.
But that advice is so good because right now everyone's zigging. Let's zag.
Yes.
You take a hard right.
Do it.
Because someone
by
won't
the way,
get on the phone with you, will they even meet with
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Well, that's the point. And I'm the guy also who, if I have a great date, I have no problem texting them at the end of the night or the next day and being like, I had so much fun. Like, let's get another date going.
Should there be a text after the date no
regardless,
matter what?
Regardless or only if you had a good time?
You mean that night or
you go
in
on
general?
A date, you have fun or no fun at all.
Nice. I think it's nice.
What if you don't want to see them again? Would you still text after a date?
You know what? If you don't want to see them and they don't want to see you, everything's going to be fine. Mm. If you don't want to see them and they do want to see you, you are going to hear from them.
Sure.
And then you just have to be respectful and say, hey, you know what? I think you're amazing. I don't think it was a connection. Or
there's a nice way to say
it.
Have you ever ghosted anyone after a date?
I'm not a ghoster.
That's a good move.
No,
I'm not a ghoster.
What about hookup date one? Does that mean it's over?
You know, I tend to feel... How do you describe hookup?
Anything.
Orgasm?
Pre-orgasm.
Pre-orgasm.
There's everyone's gotten chubby. You know,
okay, well, that's...
Yeah.
That's a Tuesday night. I mean,
that's a Tuesday night.
A hot makeout?
I think that's enough to like...
Yeah,
you know,
but I feel like a makeout is fine.
I think a makeout is great.
Yeah.
But I'm saying... This is going to sound so counterintuitive.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear it.
I am more... This is a guy thing. I think
I'm on the same page.
I am more apt to go further with someone that I am... That I don't see a future with, but that I am physically attracted with.
Interesting.
To, than I am... Like, if we went out and I was like, oh my God... This is a quality person. This is wonderful. I've really gotten to know them. They're amazing. Then it's the makeout, and that's it. But if I'm like, you know what? It's too young for me. This is not going anywhere, whatever. But Stone Cold Fox, like, you know, why not? You know, whatever. Let's see what happens.
That's a great way to look at it. I think Chelsea Handler said that too. She was like, if I'm sleeping with you on the first date, I don't want to see you again either.
Right, right. That's funny. It sounds a little worse than it is, but.
I mean, you don't think you could walk away from being like, wow, so into this. This was great. Going home with them. And then you wake up the next morning, you're like, wow, this morning was fun too.
I just feel like I would like to, if I think that we have a future, I'm going to play it a little cooler than serve up the whole store that night.
Yeah, you're more careful with how you act when you actually are invested in the person, like how you care what they think about you.
How they come out.
I think so. Yeah.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Do you set a lot of people up like in real life as well?
I set some people up.
What do you think is like the number one thing to keep in mind?
Just what people are looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, yeah.
Would you set someone up who you're like, that guy is looking to just hook up? Would you set that up?
I would set people up to hook up.
To hook up.
Yes.
First.
No, if two people are looking to, you know,
get it
clean the pipes, then I will say, you know what? This is a pipe cleaning
date. I know a good plumber.
Yes, exactly.
Let's bring it on.
Yeah.
Jared's like, I have a guy for you.
I got a guy.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
Again,
it's like being conscious of what someone's looking at. Sure. Looking for.
What their goals are.
Right. And also I feel like it's also about the kind of person they are. So if this person's like super introverted, they're probably not going to get along with someone who's like super out there or something like that. Like making a judgment call.
Yeah, making a judgment call. And yes, absolutely.
Have you ever been on a dating app?
Yeah, I'm on Tinder and I'm on an app called Chappie. Yeah.
How does that go?
You know what? It goes fine. You don't. Tinder? I mean, it's great because you can.
I'm like shocked by that.
They only. You know, you only connect if you're both interested.
Sure.
So I mean, it's good.
You're not afraid of a screenshot or two?
Look, there's no screenshot. I've been public that I'm on Tinder.
Sure.
I mean, there's nothing. There's no naked pictures of me on Tinder.
Of course, but there's this element of like, you know,
people have screenshot and tweeted like, look who I saw on Tinder. What do I care? Yeah, I'm single. I mean, you know,
nothing
there's no shame in that. I have nothing to hide.
He prefers that than a picture with like a significant other.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. No, it's fine. I mean, yeah.
Tinder though, that's interesting.
Well, what should I be on?
I don't know. There's like Raya. There's the famous one. That's like
I don't really want to be on Raya.
You don't want to be on Raya.
No.
Why
is
that?
Too pretentious, probably.
I just feel like I want to meet some under the radar architect in Brooklyn or scientist.
Yeah,
I don't need to be with someone who's like defining themselves as like I'm successful. I should be on Raya. Like
it's like meeting someone at Soho House. Probably.
It's a little. It's just redundant.
Yeah, you don't want to meet
the
Soho House.
That's not my guy. I'm not interested. Well, I don't know about that. But I mean, and I don't have a problem with meeting someone at the Soho House.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's
my membership lapse.
You did?
I did.
This is an exclusive. You
I
know
think
that, right?
I let it lapse. I was an original member. I got a
founding.
I was a founding member when it opened in like 2003. And then it was just so consistently shitty, the service and the food. And I was like, finally, like 4 years ago, I was like, wait a minute. And it was, and I think my fees were only like $600 a year because I was a founding member. But I was like, this is lame.
There's a PR person for Soho House literally wetting themselves right now.
Just are like, they? They don't care.
They got to care. I heard they're actually.
They have a huge waiting list.
I read that they're expanding. I read that this morning,
they are.
Yeah. There's why they're not? Because they're high quality. Because there's like that sense of like, I just need to get in. I just need to get in.
Is there?
Yeah, I think
there
is. Yeah.
I mean, that pool's pretty cool. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like the size of a postage stamp, and there's like 1,000 people in there that you don't want to be in a pool with.
This
it's
is,
awesome.
I mean, it's worse than Tinder.
I haven't.
It looks good on Instagram.
I haven't been. I haven't been there. Do people still go to Soho House?
I think people are going.
So.
You know, on a nice day.
Where else do the pretentious people of New York hang out?
Well, there's places for pretentious people everywhere.
That's true.
Right.
I mean, so what's the best first date? What's the one? What's your go-to?
It doesn't matter. I have some first date places that I go. There's a first date place in the West Village that I go for drinks. There's a first date. I'm not naming
names. So you're repeating
names.
Places.
Oh, yeah.
And you're walking in, looking at the bartender.
They know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
and there's a first date place that I go for dinner.
Sure.
So those are my two first date places.
I mean, it's so funny because when the guy takes you to like a nice, a cool bar or a cool restaurant, you're like, wow, he like must put so much thought and energy into this date. Not thinking about the fact that he takes every single person.
It's between here and here.
Yeah. It's this many steps from an apartment.
Yes. Yeah, they're not far from my apartment. Yeah, this is
a classic guy move. Yeah.
I know. It's true.
If you really like someone, would you go to them?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I think like the place doesn't really, you just want to be comfortable.
Oh, but by the way, also, if someone else sets up the date, no one is happier than me. I'm always in control. I'm a producer. I'm always in the driver's seat. If someone else is like, meet me here at this time, I'm like, I surrender. This is awesome.
I mean, that's a very male thing too.
I love it.
Where
when the women make dates?
Well, I know as a guy, a girl likes me planning. Like that's turning her on in a certain sense.
We're just
sense.
Talking about plans. I love plans. Yeah. Like if someone makes a plan for me, I'm like, oh my God.
I love it. And that's part of the fun of Love Connection. We give someone $500 and they plan an entire date. And it comes up in discussion, like, did they plan a good date? Were they thinking
that's
of the other person?
Yeah.
Sometimes they plan terrible date.
What's the worst date that's been planned?
Hot yoga. I mean, you know, like their first stop is hot yoga. So
Indian food, then hot yoga.
We just met. Yeah. We're now schvitzing all over each other. Your
farting
ass
everywhere.
Is in my face. Like, this is not hot.
What's the worst one? Yoga was the worst one?
It was not great.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
They've been, you know, they've gone to someone, you know, who's afraid of heights. They've gone to one of those restaurants in LA that's on the top floor. And they're like, I am afraid of heights.
Yeah.
You know, so people don't listen. They don't take it into account.
That's true. Yeah. There's
but to me, a great date, if you're connecting with the person or vibing with the person, does not matter where you are because you're lost on an island anyway.
Sure.
Right. As long as it's like quiet enough that you can hear them.
Yeah.
Usually. If you're if it's going well, that's all you really need.
Well, sometimes
like
it's good if it's loud. It's good if it's loud. You don't have to listen to whatever the hell they're saying.
Well, that's if you don't like them and you don't want to hear what they're saying.
Yeah, right. It's true.
Thank you so much for
guys. Thanks, Betches.
Awesome.
Are you a Betch?
No. I'm an honorary Betch. I co-host the podcast with Jordana.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's our resident male.
He's the male Betch?
Male Betch. I guess
male
dating male voice.
Pseudo expert-ish. We're
and
not
you're
really
you're single?
Sure.
Is he a player?
No. I think on the podcast, my job is to just give what's going through most guys you're dating.
Is it?
Mind.
I always wonder, is it most guys or is it like the worst guy you know?
The perspective he's giving?
Yeah.
That's
most guys.
Most guys. You have to assume the worst. Right. It's so bad.
Andy said so many things that I was like, yeah, we'd be buddies. I get it.
I'm the worst.
I didn't think of it as the worst. I was just like, I get what you're saying.
No, I know, but Jared, you're the worst. That's why you're on the Betches. The worst, that's why you're a Betch.
This is why you represent
the worst of manhood.
The worst.
And now I've said
ladies
things you can relate to. This is terrible.
Look, maybe we're all the worst.
He's a barometer for what you can't say out loud.
It's stuff that the guy you're seeing won't text you or say to your face.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
And that's what it is. But I mean, how are you going to get laid if you don't say the things you mean?
Listen, girls don't have a problem getting laid. They're trying to
I'm saying guys do.
Do guys have problems getting laid?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you say exactly
what's
on
your
mind.
Maybe not.
Oh, interesting.
If they're honest and they have certain thoughts.
Yeah, right.
Imagine if I said, I was like, oh, I like a fat ass. Now I got a girl being like, you think I'm my ass
people
fat?
People say
like,
it
no,
on Love Connection all the
you
time. People are like, I am looking for a woman with a big booty. And then we have our daters score each other's looks based on their first impressions.
Come on.
From 1 to 10. And then I reveal the scores. I'm like, okay, here's how Jared
first impression.
Scored based on first impression. But the brilliant thing is it very often winds up changing. They will say, wow, when she walked in, I thought this, this, and this, and I gave her a 5. Sure. And the moment where I reveal the 5, it's a horrible moment. But then either it remains a 5 or very often it will go up. And they're like, you know what? By the end of the day, she was a 10. I got to know her. She's an amazing person. So the lesson in this is put your phones down.
Sure.
Put your judgments. We all have so many judgments.
Someone.
Put them aside. Sit down and get to know someone.
I'll give you a new rating system. I have a personal rating system that friends of mine, guys or girls can use it. Don't roll your eyes. It's a good one.
I use it too for men.
She uses it now for men. It's the area code method.
Okay.
And it's face, body, personality.
Oh, God.
It should really be personality.
Face.
No, yeah, right. The face, body, personality. That gives the whole picture. It doesn't matter what goes first.
Well, the problem is, are they all equal or do you...
They're all equal. Face, body, personality. Yeah. Two, one, two, I know, but it's a bad thing.
Two, I know, but the face and body outweigh the personality in your scale.
No,
right.
That's not what I'm saying.
We need to create an additional thing that's more in the personality.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
maybe long-term prospects they all or mix suitability. Yeah. Or...
You take out one ingredient from making a cake, you don't have a cake. I'm saying that, you know, all three numbers matter.
See, exactly. The worst,
he's vile.
Thing you could
vile.
Possibly
vile
be
after
you're vile.
You got it. I connected with you, Andy.
I know. I'm trying to separate myself.
Yeah,
no, from
now. It's a whole PR game. I get it.
I'm Mr. Love Connection. I don't want to be down on Jared's betch, the bad example of manhood.
Listen,
on betches.
I'm going to put this as a clip on my Instagram.
That's amazing.
Great.
Get me more chicks.
Okay. Right. Don't forget Love Connection, May 29th, every Tuesday night on Fox, and you can watch it on demand on Fox. And it's so fun. You guys are going to love it.
We're really excited about it.
Bullseye for betches.
Perfect. Amazing.
Okay. It is.
Tune in.
Thank you so much.
Get your shit together, Jared.
Seriously.
I'm not kidding. How
Wait,
old are you?
My mom now?
How
Wait,
old
what
are you?
Happened? I thought we were Michelle.
How old are you?
How old are you, Jared?
How old are you?
33.
Oh, my God.
See, don't look
just
bad.
Everyone
You're
give up their everyone give up their Soho House memberships. It's
I
not,
don't even
it's
belong
not
there.
Going anywhere.
Everyone give up your Soho House.
Okay, well, there, you know what's worse than a Soho House membership?
What's
being
that?
A Soho House plus one.
Oh,
Jared.
I've been there.
Thanks, Betches.
Thank
Thanks
so
for having
one,
me.
Betch.
Thanks.
Betches.